I listen to American Family Radio a lot. I'm a truck driver, and I just love the message that I get. It keeps me instilled. It keeps me on track. I get so blessed just because of all the different topics and all that I get from it. And just want to say thank you so much for the ministry that you provide to those of us out here. And you guys just, y'all bless me daily. Thank you very much.
Romans 15:13 tells us because of our trust in God, we can face the world with confident hope.
The gospel is the power of God for salvation.
But we must have fidelity to Christ and to the Word.
The world is going to whirl, but we will contend.
God, thank you for today. Thank you for your provision.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio.
Share-a-thon 2021 Spring Edition, Confident Hope. You've heard that scripture from Romans 15:13. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. I love that term, overflow with confident hope. We're praying that God's blessing is overflowing in your life. This is Bert and Alex, and here at Share-a-thon on Exploring the Word. And Alex, it's always an exciting time, two times a year, one time in the spring, 3 days, one time in the fall, 3 days, that we share with our listeners the desire to partner with us, not only in listening, not only in prayer, but also if the Lord so moves that they would join us in finances. And what a joy it is to have those kind of partners, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And Bert, it's great to be with you, and it's great to reflect on that Romans 15:13 verse. We'll come back to it in just a moment. But, we heard the testimony of the trucker who listens as the show began. And one of the great things about Exploring the Word, and really, Bert, one of the great things about the American Family Radio Network all over North America, and I'll tell you something about North America, the USA and beyond. But people are hearing the gospel in a world of all sorts of messages and half-truths and untruths. AFA continually, in the entirety of its existence, many years to come, we pray, we are proclaiming the truth of Jesus, the Word of God, true facts about life and this world and how our nation must return to Christ. And Bert, the thing that I rejoice in, you and I broadcast and we invest our time and our finances, we do, and millions of people listen and many, many people give. And friends, if you're listening right now, you have an opportunity to tangibly participate in Christ's Great Commission. I mean, to be a part of something that you'll know about in eternity, because you will meet, you pray, you support, you invest, you make a tax-deductible financial gift, and it is faithfully handled and fruitfully used. And in heaven, think about it, Bert. There are going to be people in heaven that heard about the good news of Jesus through this radio network. There are going to be families and people that came back to Christ and lives restored. And these, on and on we could go. This is worth investing in, isn't it?
It is, and we want you to invest in it by calling this number. It is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And by the way, you can go online at AFR.net. It is secure, and we don't share your information with others. And
that's right.
And so that's so important, because I know sometimes an email get, you say, where did they get my email address? And it's probably been shared from one thing to another. We do not do that. And
that's
here
right.
At AFR, we promise to use the finances that you give us in a responsible way for the purpose by which you've given it. And our mission statement says it. Our mission statement is to reform, equip, activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our country and to aid the church in carrying out the Great Commission at both home and abroad. And so, Alex, That's what we're doing. That's what we want to do. And exploring the Word has a vital part in carrying out that mission statement of carrying the gospel around the world. And so when you make that pledge, it's missional. It's not just saying, okay, I'm going to do that. No, it's missional. And that number again, because Jim Stanley has told us, said people said, we need to hear that number a lot, because I'm driving along and I'm listening and I can't write it down. I can't put it in my phone. And when I stop, I need to have that number right away. And that number is 877-616-2396. Now, Alex, one of the greatest things we do is have, you know, some listener testimonies that hear about, and some of them talk about exploring the Word. And is it, Randy, are you ready for one? It is number 9290. It's okay, we're looking for it, and we'll find out what it is. And so we'll see.
Well, while you pull that up, let me interject here a little bit. What an honor it is to hear these testimonies. I'm actually in Ohio right now, folks. I wish I could be there in Tupelo, but I have the privilege of being in Ohio, and we've got listeners up here, and I am actually speaking tonight. And if you are in range of what I'm talking about, you still have time to come. Berean Baptist Church in Mansfield, Ohio, tonight at 6:30, it's Child Evangelism Fellowship, and we're going to be talking about apologetics, biblical worldview. We're going to be training people on how to share the gospel and defend the faith, and how to equip young people to defend the faith. This is the Child Evangelism Fellowship of Morrow, Ashland, Richland, and a number of counties around Mansfield, Ohio. And Bert, we're ministering, and they heard about it through Exploring the Word. I'm on there, and Dale Baer, who's one of the leaders up here, and just so many wonderful people. And so if you're up here, I would love for you to come out tonight to Mansfield, Ohio. But, you know, we hear people, and I hear it more than a lot because I travel. People come up and they'll say, Alex, 2 years ago I was lost, I was not saved, I listened to you and Bert, and I accepted Christ, and I've come to hear you preach. Bert, I'll tell you this, and then I want to throw it back to you. I was in Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, and we had a family, a husband, wife, and a couple of kids. They drove from Chicago to Fort Worth, Texas. They heard us on a Friday afternoon, drove all night to meet me on a Saturday, because they said, we just have to meet you in person. Our whole family has been changed by American Family Radio Network. And so, folks, this matters. I mean, we're talking about the salvation of souls. We're talking about the preservation of our nation. And so please invest in what I believe is the most powerful ministry tool that I know anything about, which is reaching the entire nation and beyond with Christian radio. And so isn't it exciting to be a part of this, Bert?
It is, and we want you to be a part. We know you listen, you pray, but we do want you to give if God so leads. And as Jim Stanley reminds, no, we're not saying part of your tithe or your tithe. We're not go into debt, but let God lead you and let God bless you and share some of his blessings with us by calling 877-616-2396. And I did want you to hear this listener testimony. And we've got many of them. We're going to try to share some of them with you. But listen to this one right now.
Hi, my name is Kaylin. I'm calling from Virginia. I listen to and from work and occasionally during lunch breaks. And approximately 3 weeks ago, on my way home, I was having such a bad anxiety attack regarding some issues going on in my life with my son. And I called in, and I was blessed enough to speak with Alex and Bert. And not only did they answer questions that I didn't even ask out loud regarding prodigal son and some issues, but they prayed with me. It was just a calming peace that I needed just to make it home. And I thank you guys so much for all that you do.
You know, that's what we talk about, exploring the Word. It's a big nationwide Sunday school class, small group meeting, and that's what we do our best to make it that way. Alex and I have that in our mind. Yes, we want to share and teach, but when it comes to that time where the call-ins come in, We want to answer questions, but we also want to hear people's hearts. And many a times those hearts are filled with hurt, and we're able to pray with them, Alex. And we feel like it's not just us praying, but it's the whole group of people that's listening to Exploring the Word praying. That's what we do, and that's what we want to do, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And ma'am, thank you for that beautiful testimony. We truly give God the glory, and it is the joy of our life. I tell you, Bert and I, we get on the phone, and we pray, and we study. And then I come to Tupelo a number of times a year. As most people know, Angie and I live in North Carolina, and we've been out there a long time taking care of family. And, I would be in Tupelo full time, but I live in North Carolina because we've been caring for Angie's mother. But Bert and I, we get on the phone and we pray and we study. And then, you know what is just so uncanny, Bert, speaking of the way the Holy Spirit works through this, a lot of times I'll say, you know what, we ought to do this book. And Bert will say, I was just thinking about that, like with the Jonah and the Nahum series we're doing. But Romans 15:13 says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Just like the Holy Spirit spoke to that woman whose testimony you just heard, just like the Holy Spirit is leading you right now to draw closer to Jesus, the Holy Spirit works through Bert and me and all these different programmings. It's a coalition, an army of people, a family of people who love God and country, and we're investing our time and, yes, our money, because we want people to be saved. Bert, I'll say this, and then I want you to give that number. We know the real hope for the United States of America is lives changed through Jesus Christ. As much as, you know, good government is important, leaders in all strata, the hope of the country is a moral and spiritual revival as lives are turned to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what we're asking you to help support.
And you do that by calling 877-616-2396 or go online at afr.net. And again, you can do that. And we were talking about you and myself working together kind of as teammates or partners. What it's neat about AFR is the partners that we team up with, like Preborn, a ministry. Yes, they save the lives of the unborn, but many times those mothers come in and they're lost without Christ, and they're witnessed to, and they see the concern and love of those people in these clinics where they're getting a sonogram and where they're trying to find out information. And the information they find out more than anything else is about Jesus Christ, and they're saved, and it makes a difference. We team up with Operation Christmas Child and the Greatest Journey from Samaritan's Purse that goes into dozens and dozens. I think it's close to 200 countries now, different languages, and they're going to different islands. You remember last year we were talking about it. They're going into the Pacific Islands, to islands that, you know, they've never been able to get to before with Operation Christmas Child, with those gifts. And then we do Truth for Youth Bible Week, Tim Todd, yes, and getting the Word of God into the hand of students that really want them. These are the kind of partners that we desire and team up with. We work with 8 Days of Hope so much, and we see what God's doing. And Alex, so when you give here to AFR, you're also making it possible for Preborn to promote what they're doing, Operation Christmas Child, teaming up with them. And so you get a lot for one pledge. You get a lot of ministries. And that number, again, let me give it to you and then share it with you. Are we coming up on a break in just about 1 minute? Yeah. And that number is 877-616-2396. And Alex, I just love to talk about these partnerships. They're awesome, aren't they?
Well, they really are, and not the least of which is Truth for a New Generation and the camps that we do, the conferences we do, and we'll be having a conference this fall. I know your conference is the Fishbowl Retreat. Look, I've talked to people that have been to Bert and Jan's Fishbowl Retreat that are still in the ministry. because, you know, that was the refreshing and the renewal and the inspiration they needed. And so your donation does so much. I mean, it really does. And I, you know, during Share-a-thon, I'll often say how when I first came to Tupelo, and my wife and I had been followers of AFA for 20 years, but I came down there and I was just so impressed at how they handle God's money so faithfully. Nobody's wasting money on, you know, fancy furniture or things like that. It's adequate. It's nice. But the money goes to the ministry, doesn't it, Bert?
It really does. And I love to tell the story about Don Wildman, our founder. What he had most of the time was an army surplus desk until some folks said, "Don, you need a better desk than that," and they forced it on him. And that mentality's been there. So when you give at 877-616-2396, make that pledge, you're blessing many, many people. And so we're going to have this break, and you'll hear a listener testimony and more information as Share-a-thon, the confident hope that we have in Christ, continues.
AFR has changed my life in so many ways. I am seldom around like-minded believers, and being able to listen to AFR all day, 7 days a week, is truly a blessing. AFR has strengthened my faith and walked with the Lord and helped me keep focused on Jesus all day. It is truly my lifeline. Since listening to AFR, I've been inspired to set aside time each morning to have quiet time with Jesus before I start my day. It has also encouraged me to read my Bible each day. I can always depend on AFR to report the truth about what's going on around us today, and that is so important to me. Thank you, Brother Don Wildman, for answering God's call to start this ministry that has changed my life and so many others.
This Share-a-thon, as a token of our thanks for your support, when you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, we'll send you a CD copy of the just-released Hilarious Highlights Volume 7 from Learning University.
But if you, for some strange reason, want to see us, okay, with your eyes, your very eyes, you can go to...
What else would they see us with?
Some strange reason.
And for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you the CD plus an 8-ounce bag of trust from American Family Coffee, so you can enjoy the highlights in an even perkier mood.
This is a juxtapositioning.
Absolutely.
Things that don't matter in life.
Here's the deal. It took me about 3 bottles of Pepto-Bismol before I ever got that calm down to a whimper.
I don't know.
That's
it
all.
It may be a current slogan is what I'm saying.
No more questions, Your Honor.
Dial 877-616-2396 to donate or pledge online at AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with American Family Radio during Share-a-thon.
My name is Gary, and I'm in Tennessee, and I just wanted to say thank you to all the folks that are supporting AFR. I had a stroke about 7 years ago, still paralyzed on the left side, and I cannot drive anymore. I cannot really look at TV very much, and I can't do anything on the computer. So I spend a lot of time listen to AFR every day. I'm so thankful, grateful to hear the truth shared with all. I want to say a special thanks to all the people who support AFR every year as a faithful supporter, such as our local old country store, Clark Shaw and his wife, Bonita Dave. They've supported us every year. And I'm really thankful for that. So from the heart of an old Tennessee country boy, I'd like to say thank you to each and every one of you who contributes to AFR. And I pray God's blessing on each one of you.
Romans 15:13 tells us because of our trust in God, we can face the world with confident hope. It's Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio.
So I can face my giants with confidence.
I'm telling you, what a testimony. Someone that has struggled and a stroke, and it is so great to hear those testimonies about what God is doing and how it ministers to people. And exploring the Word that Alex and I do, we are privileged to be a part of the lineup at AFR that includes Sandy Rios, you know, Dan that comes on with the finances, Dan Cillian, then today's issues with Tim and Ed and others, and Bishop Jackson, and you substitute for him sometimes, Alex. What a joy it is. And then Brian Fisher, and then the Addisons exploring the Word, Tony Perkins with Washington Watch, and then it finishes off with Abe Hamilton the Third. I'm telling you what, it doesn't finish up with a whimper with Abe, does it?
No, it doesn't. You know, and what a joy. You were naming those names. I've been privileged. Of course, our main ministry is exploring the Word, obviously, every day. But I've sat in for Brian Fisher and today's issues. I've sat in for Tony Perkins on Washington Watch. I've sat in for the Hamilton Corner on Abe. I've sat in for airing the Addisons, Will and Mickey, and I've sat in for the Awakening for Bishop E.W. Jackson. And, you know, what a privilege. And I've told this story many times, but, 11 years ago plus, I met with Tim Wildman. Jim Stanley and Tim Wildman and I were at a conference, and I, traveling, speaking, doing apologetics with Truth for New Generation, I have had easily half a dozen Christian radio networks that would approach me and say, Alex McFarland, we want to put you on national radio. And just for, you know, $1.5 million, we can put you all across America on the radio. Well, you know, $1 million, I mean, it might as well be $1 billion because I couldn't afford that. Our ministry, you know, we don't raise a lot of money with Truth for a New Generation, and 100% of whatever we did raise goes into publishing and events. So anyway, when Tim Wildman comes to me 11 years ago and says, we have an idea for a radio show, in my mind I thought, well, you know, whenever he tells me the cost, I'm not going to, you know, belabor the point. I'll just let him politely know that we can't afford to be on the radio. And he said, no, you know, we're not going to charge you radio time. And here's the thing. Now for 11 years, we've been doing Exploring the Word, and millions have heard the gospel. I get invited to speak. Hundreds of speaking engagements have come out. Tens of thousands of people have walked the aisle to come to an altar and pray, some to get saved, some to rededicate, some to commit to ministry. Bert, I've had over the last decade of my partnership with AFA, I've prayed with dozens of people that have come forward. I'm talking teenagers that say, God has called me to a life of missions. Young men, God has called me to preach. And Alex, what do I do next? I've heard God's call. And so me personally, and I'm just one, you know, cog in the machine, but it was a life-changing moment the day that I met Tim Wildman and Jim Stanley, because it opened up levels of ministry and impact as an evangelist that I just don't think would have ever happened any other way, and these listeners have made it possible.
And when you call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, you're a part of that. Now, listening is a part, praying is a part, but when you financially give, it invests even more in that. And what Alex is saying and what happens when he's preaching, and you're a part of that as you give and as you pray and watch what God does and hear reports. Alex comes back, I come back, and we share. Listen what God did in Ohio. Listen to what God did out in Texas. And we're seeing God do an amazing thing. So we report on what God's doing, as well as invest ourselves in the Word of God, that the Word of God might go forth and it accomplish what God sends it forth to do. So make that call now. Again, that number, 877-616-2396. Now, Alex, one of the things that I know, people are listening right now because people before them gave money. And now the people that give money today, they're going to help those that are in the future to be able to listen and hear. Because it, you know, it costs money to have the engineers go. It costs money for the towers. It costs money for all the things of the electric bills at each one of those sites. 178 sites right now, and they got electricity and different things that we have to pay for. And so when you give, you're a part of that, keeping it on the air for others to hear. And so I love these listener testimonies, and we're going to hear another one right now to hear what God has done in someone's life.
This is Dean in Aberdeen, South Dakota. I've been totally blind the last 25 years. That isn't a big deal. The big deal is that it turned me on to radio, and my favorite station is American Family Radio on 90.1 FM KEEA. That's the big deal. I'm forever indebted to Don Wildman for the vision and carrying through of getting this radio station. I just want to say my future's great. I'll be stepping into heaven's shores and meeting my Lord and Savior, the Bible characters, and especially my superstars on American Family Radio will be there. That's something to look forward to. Thank you, and God bless you.
Wow. That is the kind of ministry that AFR is having in the lives of those who are saved, plus those that are needing to be saved and do get saved. It's discipleship. We're just not making converts. The Great Commission says, make disciples. The word disciple means a learner, a follower. And a learner means you take on what they have. You become like them. And that's what we're desiring, especially on Exploring the Word, for you to become more and more like Jesus Christ. And God's made you for that purpose. And another partner we have that's in-house is American Family Studios. The latest documentary that they've done is In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality. This is such a redemptive documentary, Alex. It's about the redemption of man. When man gets off target and he loses his identity of who he is, and a lady loses the purpose for which God made them, In His Image is helping people to see God's plan for them. And many are coming to Christ. Many prodigals are coming back. And this is aiding some parents who are praying for their prodigal to know how to pray. I mean, this is the ministry of American Family Association, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And, you know, Bert, just this morning I got an email message from a listener. In fact, she may be listening right now. And her child is struggling with gender confusion and homosexuality. And of all things, they went to a supposedly Christian counselor who, of all things, encouraged this young person toward homosexuality. And resources like In His Image and the articles in the AFA Journal, and then the great content that we have on the network, what the ministry is doing, of course, winning people to salvation, faith in Christ, but equipping people, because we are in a battle of worldviews. We are in a spiritual battle for the future of the country, and what is in the crosshairs are the lives and souls of people. And, you know, Bert, I think just like the Romans 15:13 about a confident hope, don't you think when we equip people of all ages, but especially moms and dads, oftentimes parents who have a prodigal, I think we're giving people hope, like the lady who we heard a recording earlier in the show, just hope that, look, God has the answer. The Lord will be with you another day. One more day with Jesus, and you get into His Word, and then you hear the great content that we bring, not only in the journal, but all of the network programming, experts, godly, gifted, educated people that are defending the faith at a time when the faith needs to be defended, people's lives being helped, churches, encouraging churches to do evangelism, to pray for national revival. And so I really don't know anything like the network and the various arms of ministry from AFA that are touching so many people, marriages, families, schools, churches, calling our nation to the solid rock of God's truth. Bert, give that number if you would. And folks, let me ask you, please give right now while you're thinking about it. You say a prayer, pick up the phone. You can give securely online. As Bert said, your info will never be shared with any third party. Your info is secure. But let's link arms, let's partner together, and let's win our nation to Christ. What is that number, Bert?
It is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or you can go online at afr.net. Also on afr.net is Ministries, the podcast that we have. I was talking to Jim Stanley earlier today, and of all the programming that we do during this daytime, the programs that we were telling you about that we produce, over 3 million hits every month is an average. And many of those are with Exploring the Word, the others as well, but 3 million. That means not only are those that are listening to the radio broadcast, not only those that are listening on the internet because in the apps that they're listening to, but these are people that purposely get on AFR.net, go to the podcast, and download one of those programs, and many times it's Exploring the Word. And what a joy it is to know that AFR, the radio, because of it, it has all these tentacles going out to reach people, and it's multiplied. So when you sponsor and you come and contribute and make a donation here, as you make this pledge, it's compounded, Alex. Have you ever heard of compounded interest?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
that's a wonderful
man,
idea.
Your money just, it grows. Well, the ministry of AFR has grown so much that when you give, that money is compounded and going into ministries and helping other ministries that make a difference. Let me read that scripture again. You've read it from Romans 15:13. Make one or two comments about it. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, Alex, if God's the source and we're the recipients, and it says we can overflow, what a deal that is. The source of hope gives hope to the person who needs hope. And I got a feeling we've got some people who are listening today, and they need hope. And some of these listener testimonies that come on that we play and are playing during the breaks, I think it's going to give them that desire to go to the source of hope, which is God Himself. It is better than anything I know, brother.
That's like that Ephesians 3:20, that He is able to make us, He does exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So listen to this, folks, and I would ask you to pick up the phone right now and call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you may give securely online at afr.net. And I don't mind just saying, look, let's ante up here and give, because we're talking about obedience to our Lord's Great Commission. We're talking about the only message that can really save lives and help our nation, and that is the message of Jesus Christ. And so let's share this confident hope with the rest of America. And let's do it right now.
You know, Alex, you and I brag on the listeners of Exploring the Word all the time, saying we've got great listeners, the best.
The best there are.
So we want to be best in stewardship as well. Again, not saying you need to take your tithe or go into debt, but we are saying, yeah, you can sacrifice some meal, you can sacrifice some coffee along the way or whatever it is and make that contribution. Some can give a little, some can give a lot, but when God gets through with it, it's a lot, because God is the great multiplier. That's what He does, and I praise the Lord for how He operates that way. So when you call that number, this number, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net, you're partnering with us to share the gospel, the good news, with people, not just in America, But because of the internet, all over the world, people are listening and hearing the good news of Christ and hearing about the liberty that we find in Christ. Alex, we talk about the liberty that's in America. That doesn't even compare with the liberty we have in Christ.
Well, listen to this. I've told the story a couple of years ago. In fact, it was 2018, so it was 3 years ago. But I was in Toronto, Canada, to speak at a church, and while I was up there, speak at the University of Toronto. So, I fly and I drive. I'm in a hotel. I get up early in the morning to eat breakfast. And there was a family there from Canada in Toronto, and they said, "Oh my goodness, Alex, we listen to you and Bert every day on Exploring the Word." And I said, "Really? You know, here in Canada?" Well, a few days ago, Bert, I got an email from a pastor in Kenya, and they listen to you and me on Exploring the Word.
Amazing.
And they said, "What a blessing it is." So, you know, by virtue of the internet, I mean, we're talking to the world. We're sharing the gospel. You know, Bert and I teach the Bible, and we throw in a lot of worldview content, a lot of practical application. So this is an impact we just can't even accurately measure, is it?
It is an impact, and you can be a part by giving at 877-616-2396. Go online at AFR.net and let God use you as you partner with us.
I'm Haywood Spears, calling from Mississippi. I just want to tell American Family Association and all the other listeners how much you have blessed me. In 25 years that I've been associated with AFA, I'm an over-the-road truck driver, a very difficult, stressful job. And American Family Association has helped me through almost every mile of it. And I sure do appreciate Mr. Don Wildman, all the staff, the professors. It's just a wonderful family. Makes me feel like family. And I appreciate it. God bless American Family Association.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Paul once wrote to the Christians at Corinth these words, "Love is patient and kind." I ran across a story in my reading once, which I wish to pass along to you. I think it has something of a moral in it. Back during the Second World War, the parents of a sailor went for several weeks without hearing anything from their son. Finally, they gave up on their son and considered him a war victim. However, near the end of the war, the parents, who lived in New Jersey, received a phone call from someone in San Diego. After a moment on the phone, the parents recognized the voice as that of their son. He was alive. During the course of the conversation, the son explained to his parents that for the past several months, he'd found it difficult to write because he'd been taking care of a war victim. He told them that the person had been wounded in the war and had lost a leg, an arm, an eye, and part of his face. His parents expressed concern over the poor sailor and then bragged on their son for taking care of him during all those months. The boy then asked his parents for permission to bring the wounded sailor home to live with them. He explained that the boy didn't have another home, nor anyone else to care for him. His parents expressed their concern for the wounded sailor and also told their son they thought it was a very noble thing for him to want to bring the sailor home. But after some conversation, the parents expressed their desire to their son that he not bring the boy home with him. They simply didn't want the job of taking care of such a battle-scarred sailor. Their son said that he understood their feelings and said that he would not bring the boy home. Expressing his love for the parents, the sailor hung up. You know, I guess it's hard to fulfill such a request as the sailor's son made. For most of us don't want a disfigured person around the house, do we? None of us like to look at ugly things, and most of us judge a person's beauty by their physical appearance. We appreciate the good that those who are disfigured have done, but we'd rather just not have to be burdened with them around the house. Many times we feel sorry for the physically handicapped, so we give some little something that requires no effort on our part and does them little good. But I think what the handicapped person wants more than anything else is to be treated like a human being. The morning after they spoke with their son, the couple in New Jersey received a telegram from the naval officials stating that their son had jumped from a window to his death. The parents couldn't understand why their son had reacted so to their request. Until the body arrived and the casket was opened, their son had only one arm, one leg, one eye, and a badly disfigured face. Maybe we should try a little harder to love those who want to be treated like a human being.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio.
Give me a heart like David, Lord, be mine to fail, so I can face my giants with confidence.
Hi, my name is Jerica Warren, and I'm calling from Worcester, Oklahoma. American Family Radio has blessed my life in so many ways, it doesn't seem possible. I started being an avid listener around 2 years ago. To be honest, I wasn't a big fan of the show, only because I realized I was a lukewarm Christian. I had been saved at age 9, and sadly, I wasn't living the life of a Christ follower. I struggled with sin on a daily basis, and once I started to listen to AFR, it made me want to be a better Christian and a better person. Listening to AFR has put my faith and life back on track. I can truly feel the Spirit of God working through all the hosts, and thanks to them, I have rededicated my life to Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful for them and all that they do. Thanks, and God bless.
Romans 15:13 tells us because of our trust in God, we can face the world with confident hope. Back to Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio.
So I can face my giants with confidence.
You know, when you hear testimonies like that, I don't know what it moves you. It moves me to want to be a part of something that changes life, that encourages people, that challenges people. And so here on AFR, that's what we want to do. We want to make much of Jesus, and we want to equip saints, and we want them to be ready, but we also want to get those ready to know Christ as Savior and Lord. And that is what we want you to do. So make that pledge today. 877-616-2396. Alex and I, we brag on our listeners, and we know how good you are and effective you are. And so just keep on doing that. Be who you are in Christ. And, you know, Christ followers, Alex, they should be generous. That should be part of our character, of who we are, because we serve a generous God that would make salvation open to everyone. The grace of God has appeared to all men. It is, you know, we can come unto him, whosoever will may come. So that's the God we serve. It's a God that loves us, and in turn we can respond and love him. And you can be a part of that mission by praying, listening, telling others about this program and about the network, and also by sharing financially.
You know, John chapter 4, we've talked through the Gospel of John a time or two, you and me, and in John 4, 3 and 4, very famously, Jesus and the disciples, they meet that Samaritan woman, but he had left Judea, departed to Galilee. And verse 4 of John 4 says he needed to go through Samaria. Very famously, the King James says, "I must needs go through Samaria." You know, remember that passage?
I do. I love the King James version on that one. Now I'm telling you, I must needs go.
And so, you know, here's the thing: the Great Commission of our Lord, you know, says go. You know, even if it's out of the way. Go, even if it takes effort, even if there's a cost involved. See, the gospel is free, but it takes resources to deliver that free message. And whenever I read that, you know, and Jesus goes, and the Samaritans and the Jews didn't really have a lot of dealings with each other. But I'm just going to say this. A saved soul is more important than a saved dollar, isn't it, Bert?
Amen.
And the Great Commission says get involved, even if it might seem easier to back away. The Great Commission says that the degree of need, and my goodness, people have need of Jesus. Our nation has need of revival. Our whole, the preservation of our Constitution, I believe, depends on the preservation of morals and a spiritual revival. But the degree of need is more important than any cost or inconvenience. So honestly, Bert, what I think is we have a great opportunity. Probably the greatest moment of spiritual crisis in our nation's history. We're in it. I mean, people, you and I were talking about the book of Jonah yesterday, and God says, Jonah, those Ninevites, they don't even know their right hand from their left hand. Well, we live in a time nowadays, people don't even know the difference between male and female. We've lost gender. We've lost belief in the sanctity of life, the importance of marriage and family. We are a nation that needs Christ. And folks, when you support the American Family Association, you are supporting the internet that, and you know AFA is going to stand for truth. One of the reasons I love to talk about this ministry, there are a few entities in the Christian world that you can absolutely depend on. I think about the Billy Graham ministry. Yeah, I think about Dr. Dobson. And I think about Don Wildman, Tim Wildman, the American Family Association. You know they will stand with the Word of God. And the internet, the content that's online goes throughout the whole world. I don't know how many hundred radio stations, nearly 200 radio stations throughout the USA and North America. This is the right message, the right tool, the right results for the right needs at this moment of our nation's history. Folks, if you would call and invest in the souls of people, 877-616-2396. AFR.net, you can give securely online. You know, that's one of the things that's so special, and we give God alone the praise. We give God the glory. But AFA, I mean, you know they are going to stand for the truth of God's Amen. Word. You don't have to wonder where will the American Family Association be. Will it be gray, ambiguous, politically correct? No. This is a ministry that is absolutely to the core committed to the Lord and His Word.
Amen, Alex. And if you knew Don Wildman, the way I know Don, his friend and so much to me, you know where he stands and he's going to stand. And he's passed that on to his son, Tim, and Tim's passed it on to his sons, and they stand. But I'm amazed. I'm going to give you a little history here. And by the way, that number, 877-616-2396. Make that call. But Don was, when American Family Association started, they had to interview him, but then they would cut and paste all the interview, and he didn't even recognize what he said when they got through with it. So his desire, they'd chop it up lots, like they do still these days. And so he desired to get the truth out, so he looked at starting a news service. And so from that, he decided, we need a station. And American Family Radio started with one station here in Tupelo, Mississippi. And the American Family News came out of that. Now it's not only heard on the radio stations, but it's heard on the news. It's heard on 90 other affiliates broadcasting the news from coast to coast. So that's where it all started. And now, because people gave, they were able to do that and expand. And because you give, we're going to continue trying to reach others through podcasts, through the internet, through the apps, through the radio. We're going to continue trying to get the good news out. Now, Alex, I want you to hear this program, about the program. There's a program that we have. It's usually heard on Sundays, if I remember right. And it's been a program. It's been around for a long, long time. And listen to this listener testimony.
My name is Carol, and I'm in Ohio. And I just wanted to say that there is one program I really, really like, and it's called Unshackled. There is some times that I do break down and cry when I hear some of those stories because they are so true. I was listening to another Christian station, and I was getting nothing out of it, and I switched over to your station, and I am so glad I did because it is just uplifting to me, and so I'm learning a lot more about Christ. I do go to my Bible studies and everything, but I'm learning a lot more about Christ by listening to the station, and I just hope that it continues forever.
Alex, does the name Mail Trotter mean anything to you? Have you heard of that evangelist?
I have heard of that evangelist, but fill me in. I have to confess, I don't know a lot.
He was down and out. He was very difficult, came to Chicago. He went to the Pacific Garden Mission, and there he heard the truth of Christ. And that Pacific Garden Mission is the ones that produce Unshackled. It's a radio program.
Yes.
And it sounds old-timey, and I love it. It fits right in, though. It has the organ music as it comes on. But I agree with that listener. It is a wonderful ministry. And Tim was talking about it the other day, our president. He said, man, Unshackled has the best stories on it. And so that's the content that you get on AFR. You not just get Bible study that's relevant today, but you get a program like Unshackled that tells you the history that goes back years and years, even updated today, of those whose lives have been changed by Jesus Christ. And that is the theme. Listen, our confident hope is in Jesus. And the reason we teach the Word, yeah, we want you to know the Word. It gives you wisdom. But the reason we do it, we want you to know the God of the Word. Alex, I know a lot of people that know the Bible, but they don't know Christ. But when you know Christ, you want to get into the Word. I've got a kinfolk right now in our family, and he's digging into the Word, and he's probably listening right now. And he's digging into the Word, finding out things that he's never known before. And that's the Word of God that gives you a confident hope because it comes from the source of hope, which is Jesus Christ.
You know, it's been my privilege over the years. I've met two different men whose story was told on Unshackled. At lives, you know, ensnared by sin, and they were set free. They were unshackled through Jesus. And I'm so glad that AFR, among the great programming, AFR, you know, continues to play Unshackled. That's really great. And clearly it ministers to people because it ministered to that listener. So here's a great thing to do, folks. And oh my goodness, our nation needs it more than ever. Let's invest in the gospel, that confident hope. That's our theme. I mean, just think about this. People can know Christ. They can be confident. They have this reality and this hope based on the promises of God's Word. So invest in this. We would ask you to do that. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Call right now. You, dear friend, right now, imagine making a gift, whatever your gift is. Sometimes, Bert, sometimes people think that ministries run on big gifts, and sometimes there are large gifts. But I worked for Focus on the Family and Dr. Dobson, and I've been on the board of a number of ministries, and I know AFA. And it's any gift in any amount, God will bless it. Don't think that your contribution, if it's $10, $20, $100. Don't think what you invest is insignificant because it's not. You can give securely online at AFR.net. And Bert, you know, I was just thinking about this, that it's an honor. Something I can do in obedience to the Holy Spirit could change somebody's life and really, if they come to Christ, change their eternity. Isn't that exciting?
It is. Remember, can two walk together unless they be agreed? We want to agree with God. We're not asking God to come alongside us. We just need to get alongside God and do that and pray and seek. 877-616-2396 or online at AFR.net. Make that pledge today with a confident hope that Jesus Christ is going to seek and save those who are lost. Stay tuned for more. Abraham Hamilton and Alex McFarland's going to have the next hour. You don't want to miss it.